Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day and welcome in on this epic Football Friday. Cowboys hosting Micah Parsons and the Packers Sunday night. Let's do this. We got 3.5 hours of sporting conversation coming up for you. General at your service. Eddie's there's brought us the former Cowboy Scout, the Super Bowl champion, the proud LSU alum. Lucius Alexander is over there in the Pimp Cup here. Master Control 75 and Fitzhugh. He'll go 3.5 flawless like it's nothing. Looks like he is ready for the State Fair Classic in his black and yellow for Grambling. Got Woolchuck and Chia follow here in the house. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. We will have a special edition of LA Live coming up at 4:20 this afternoon. As it's usually 5:40, but today we'll be into that Rangers pregame show as they'll conclude the season in Cleveland. My question for you guys going into these predictions, Cowboys, Packers, go ahead, light it up on the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line. Let us know how you think the game's going to go. Who's in bigger trouble, guys? The Cowboys defense, which is atrocious so far against this mid Packers offense, or the Cowboys offense, no CeeDee Lamb, no Booker, no BB, against an elite Packers defense?
It's a super fair question. But I'm still just going to go with the Cowboys defense until proven otherwise, because they've had mid to below mid offenses really tear them up. And for as mid as the Packers are kind of playing right now, especially with all the injuries on that offensive line, I still think Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love, especially when they get into AT&T Stadium, it's just something happens to them and they become the best versions of themselves.
Yeah, it would be quite a surprise if this is where the Packers AT&T winning streak and the Cowboys versus Packers losing streak reverses course.
5-0 at AT&T Stadium, 6-0 if you include their Super Bowl. But when
they're always
underdogs when they come here and play the Cowboys. This time, of course, seven favored by a touchdown.
Yeah, 7 or 6.5, I think, depending on which book it's in. Brian, with Booker and Lamb and BB out, should we be going into this thinking there's really no way to win this game?
I'm going on the desperate team theory.
Okay,
that's what I would do. This is Dallas will play for their food against teams that they should beat, and then all of a sudden they'll surprise you with in a game where they're kind of like things are not looking great and everybody's against them and there's no way they should win, and then they find a way to win. So I'm thinking I should have been with you last week and picked the Bears because of the desperate team theory and all what they were dealing with. But to answer your question, this offense, I mean, I know what the Cowboys defense is right now. I know what they are. I just worry about them. They're going to need to run the football, and Green Bay really right now statistically doesn't allow you to do that. And maybe because teams don't try and run the football against them, Cleveland had some success doing it. I think that's something you can kind of say, okay, that's a good thing. But no Booker, no BB, no Lamb. There just seems like a lot of things offensively that are going to be, troubling in this game. Can, like, a real key in this one is talking about running the ball. Can TJ Bass and also Steele, and you just seen, can they, the combo blocks, can they find a way? The Packers linebackers are good. And so now it's how can you block down linemen and then get up the field to cut those linebackers off? And so that's going to be, that very well can hinge for you right there at that right guard spot, because they keep it getting pretty damn good play over there, especially in the running game.
Yeah, yeah, and I didn't do any film evaluation of those guys. I lean on you for that. But the PFF numbers do suggest Bass and Hoffman won't be complete dumpster fires in the run game.
No, and that's the thing is that, to me, this is kind of my hope as well, is that the fact that Bass and Hoffman really played together the whole training camp. I mean, they played, you know, all three games that they had, they were either one was the center, one was the guard, or vice versa. They flipped it around. So hopefully they're working together. But man, the guy that's really going to miss Booker is Steele. Steele needs Booker next to him.
So much movement that they were able to create. Yeah.
Exactly.
Follow-up question on desperate team theory. I saw Shoddy talk, and he said he had to restart Wednesday's practice because the guys just weren't locked in.
That's very high school of him to do.
Well, I mean, it's very Bush League of the players to do.
I understand. Yeah, it's sometimes you do that just to get the players' attention. But
run it again.
Yeah, or another thing is just to take the coaches completely off the field, you know. That's all you need is a Wednesday practice or a Thursday practice, whatever, getting ready, and now you're starting practice over. Now, come on.
Can we get a mulligan on Sunday night if things go haywire in the first 10 minutes?
I don't know. It just
restart the thing.
That kind of stuff just kind of pisses me off.
So you're ticked off at Shoddy?
Yes.
So you'd rather them just like maintain the bad practice?
I you know what I'm pissed off about? The fact that he has to start the practice over.
Like, what does that say about you as a coach?
What he did.
Well, how about getting everybody effing ready to go? I almost said the word.
I believe you.
I was really, really, really close to almost saying that word.
You're spreading your podcast wings.
Yeah.
I got your back, bro. I would have dumped it.
Lucius,
later would have played it for everybody else to hear.
I swear to God, I almost said, that F word.
For the fifth time this year, G-Bag the Day champion, Brian Brock.
Yeah. I will say this, though. That right there, man, if your players, it that's sad. Sad that you have to start practice over because your players aren't locked in. That means they aren't locked in coming out of the meetings they were just in. What are we doing here?
Well, I mean, it just goes to the culture, the entitlement of the team. It seems to me like there's a lot of roster turnover that needs to be done if Shoddy's going to bring this culture to life.
Got
to
bring it together.
Well, they did a lot. They got rid of one of their best players.
Yeah.
One step.
You need to get rid of some of your worst.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if Jerry knows who they are.
I don't know, but I do know Deron Bland's back. And the last time Deron Bland played, they only allowed 844 yards through the air. So I think Jordan Love's in the most trouble here.
I think
pick six God's about to have his number, baby.
Hello. Do you feel like what Wolchuk's doing here, bringing some positivity to the program?
We got Diggs and Bland actually playing together. Are you freaking kidding me?
Well, at least to start.
Well, let me ask you this. Clowney, are you kidding me? Kenny Clark, a captain? Let's go. Give me 31-20 Packers.
Captain Clark.
31-20 Packers.
Yeah, I got 30-13.
That was very Pat McAfee of you.
I was channeling.
This is simply.
Those are the things that are I'm trying to just talk myself into possibilities. They're gonna have to win inside. I think the Packers' interior offensive line is wounded. I don't trust these edges.
See, that's the problem.
They've got the defensive tackles have been good though. They need Kenny Clark, Osa, and Solomon Thomas to make life hell up the middle, right in the face of Jordan Love. If they can do that, you get him off platform, you get him scrambling. Maybe you got a chance.
No, I like what you're doing over there. But Dan, this whole thing is they. Let me ask you guys this: Are you going to go run with the lineup that you had against the Eagles that's in the secondary? Are you going to put Elam and you can have, if you go to the nickel, are you going to put Bland inside and go with Elam? And
no.
Or are you going to go with Stewart as your nickel?
Stewart earned a right to have a chance. And I'm probably just going to rotate Elam and Diggs.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a great answer to it because of the way that Trayvon Diggs is playing, unfortunately. I mean, you're going to have at least two out of the three be, you know, pretty weak points, most likely. If these Packers run it up and score 40 or 50, I'll just be done. You know, I don't think there's any way of getting around that, and I'll probably end up picking the Jets to beat you and maybe even the Panthers as well. I talked about it a month or so ago. The Jets have just I don't think they're going to make the playoffs or anything, but they have now a physical front, and Allen and Hall and Fields, I think will torment your edges, sort of like Jalen Hurts did week one. Jerry Jones single-handedly juiced the TV ratings. I don't know if it needed to be juiced anymore, but he said, oh, hell. He's about Micah this morning with KNC. Some plays it looks beautiful, but then other plays, especially running plays, you wish you had a different formation. To be trite, we lost games with Micah. When I first read that, I thought I might be getting ball sacked here on a Football Friday.
I know, and I loved it too, because it wasn't even like he was provoked into something like that. It was just the initial question of like the closure aspect of everything, and relaying Dak's comments about that, like the closure was when the trade was made, and then Jerry went to rambling and stumbled into taking more shots at Micah.
It's unbelievable.
He's a savage. He's writing checks that his bad pass protecting offensive tackles have to cash, and the quarterback, of course.
What's wild to me is the league is so anti, like, drama or confrontation, right? We don't want it on the field. We're throwing flags and fining guys for all sorts of hand gestures, because that would be like disrespectful and confrontational. But, you know, and then the players, how they react to a player's media session or a podcast from Micah Parsons. I wonder if they're like, man, Micah, we can't have you doing a podcast. We're already up against it, dealing with the Jerry Jones distraction twice a week with what he says on his radio show. It's just not congruent with each other. You know, I think Jerry wants to sell WWE style, and then the league wants to, you know, try to turn all the personnel into Boy Scouts. So it's just it doesn't match up to me. But I definitely enjoy the entertainment, and I think this is going to get even more people tuned in. I mean, this is like Jerry working games now and trying to get attention by any means necessary. It's like watching one of these boxing shows on cable or Netflix and lead up to a bout. Just a content goldmine there, Jerry Jones. So he's done it again. Cardinals comeback was on. Uniforms were almost perfect. I thought the dots were going to look good when I saw them on social yesterday, but on screen, they just looked dirty. It looked like they'd been riding their bikes through a mudstorm.
I thought they were playing a Candlestick the way it was looking for a second.
right. Or maybe Feces Field in Washington. Okay. Tied at 20 apiece, though.
Hey, the merch on the sideline looks good, okay?
It does.
It did look good. The jerseys and everything didn't quite hit the same way.
Did y'all like the helmets, though?
I loved it.
I love the helmets.
I wasn't mad at it.
I thought the helmets was the best part of the get up.
And then the end zone. It was like the old school when they played in Tempe.
Yeah, there was a lot of cool visuals going on TV. And the end of the fourth quarter was great as well. There's a landing zone you got to kick it into. The Arizona kicker fails to do that, so Seattle gets it at the 40. One pass to Smith and Jigba, field goal, game over. The game-winning drive isn't quite what it used to be, but whatever the case, Seattle now moves to 3-1 on the year. Sam Darnold's got it going again. Commanders have announced McLaurin and Jaden. Yeah.
Can I say something real quick?
Sure.
It now matters where these young quarterbacks go play, right? It matters. Sam Darnold was a bust.
Yeah, we're seeing that more and more.
And now
Baker Mayfield was a bust.
Yeah, it really does matter. Jones, it's not so much these players. It's where you get drafted to.
Well, and again, we're not developing them. You know, it's like go out there and play. Like not I worry about Jackson them either, Dart probably. A little bit. Yeah, exactly. Like now, you look at the Giants' schedule. Jackson Dart's welcome to the NFL, dude.
Yeah,
you're about to play against some really tough defenses. So Jackson Dart might not stink, but he might look really bad based on he's being thrown to the fire here.
Yeah, I feel like teams are about ready to give up on you after 2 years and after 3 years than they for sure would be. But, Jaden Daniels not struggling, but he's not playing. Either is Terry McLaurin. Marcus Mariota is going to be quarterbacking for the Commanders once again. He's thrown for about 200 yards a game in three starts for Daniels over the last 2 years. 5 touchdowns, no picks, 1 coach knockdown. And by the way, Dan Quinn getting a lot of love in Washington. I think that endeared himself to his players even more and the fan base with the bloody nose and the doing all right after getting slammed to the ground.
Just getting trucked.
Devontae Adams questionable to play against the Colts with his hammy. Jaylen Warren questionable for the Steelers against the Vikings in Ireland. That's going to be at 8:30 Sunday morning, so you get 14 hours of football.
Beautiful.
And a great way to pass the time as you're waiting for the Cowboys on Sunday night. Malik Nabers off the injury report. He's going to be good to go for the Giants against the Chargers. Tyrone Tracy is out.
Dude, Malik Nabers has played in 19 games. He will be catching balls from his 6th quarterback.
Woo, that's crazy.
Wow. How about that?
That's a good one.
Jones, DeVito.
Yeah, DeVito.
Yeah, DeVito.
Wilson.
Wilson, of course.
Dars.
who's their other backup? Was it Taylor? Tyrod Taylor, maybe?
Tyrod Taylor in that mix? Yeah.
He might have been their backup last year, and then he got hurt, and that's why DeVito had to play.
Okay, a little LeBron news. Story remains interesting as we get ready to tip off basketball training camps. Mavs would be the favorite if he decided to move on.
Ooh, Drew Locke as well.
Drew Locke.
Yeah. Gross.
Yeah, I mean, and he's made them all look half decent one time or another. LeBron going into his eighth season with the Lakers. Coach Redick got his extension. Lack of a long-term pact with the Lakers and the 40-year-old James, who in June picked up his $52 million option, is fueling speculation in L.A. today about the superstar's future with the team. I feel like he just likes his life in L.A. and everything is close to him. And maybe not the perfect basketball situation for LeBron anymore, but it's the perfect life spot. And maybe he's given up on
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Going after another ring. But I don't feel like if he wants to continue playing after this season that the Lakers will want him back. I think they're going to move in a direction of trying to build more around Luka. Yesterday, the Rangers shut out for a 15th time. The story today in the morning news with Evan Grant, it's time to start talking about what happens next as they had the best pitching, the best defense in baseball, the best in their team's history, and not even a playoff team. So, Dolly, Heim, Bochy. The biggest question marks there with Evan Grant this morning in the morning news. You have Rangers Guardians coming up at 5:30 with the first pitch at 6:10, and Jack Leiter making his final start of the season. So that'll be exciting. Eric Nadell coming up at 4:40. Sands is going to join us at 3. Leiter trying to finish the season 10-10, and obviously with the next Rangers win, they will guarantee themselves a .500 finish. Steven Jones is coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll probably get Sands on there as well as we wait for Steve. But G-Bag of the Day champion on the other side, then Woolchuck's top 10. Buddy, where are you taking it?
Happy National Pancake Day. I've got the top 10 best breakfast foods, courtesy of myself. That's next in the nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. It's a Football Friday. Steven Jones coming up at 3 o'clock. It's time for the G-Bag of the Day champion, Woolchuck's Top 10 segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online at frankelfirm.com. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius and the champ.
Yeah. There we go. Juggling in here, baby. All right, G-Bag of the Day is presented by Berkey's Plumbing, AC, and Electrical. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. You can hit me up this weekend if you see something that we should be playing for G-Bag of the Day. Not just every sweet thing that you see on the internet. I do respect that you see a lot of cool things on the internet. Some of you on the internet a lot. But yeah, I just need some G-Bag of the Days, dog. All right, day two for this champion audio will be going for 3 on Monday at 5:30. It's from the morning show here on The Fan, the RJ and Choppy show. Which one of these fools is Chop? RJ's favorite birthday experience right here. Favorite.
Well, my favorite birthday experience ever would be my first birthday experience in college.
21?
Okay. No, I was 21. I would have been 18. I would have been turning 18.
Okay.
That's when I had my first college dalliance with a lady.
On your birthday?
3 weeks into college. My first dalliance. We came home after a penny pitcher night. I had 7 pitchers of beer. She had 5. All right. So we were going back to the – I was walking her home.
Gosh, both of them just bloated.
Just absolutely just obliterated. And it took us an hour and a half to walk probably three city blocks.
Penny pitchers?
Penny pitchers. It was $5 to get in, and then penny pitcher. A penny a pitcher.
Nice.
Oh. We went upstairs. We fooled around, and she kind of, sort of peed on me.
What the hell did you just say?
She went to bed that night.
Not the she way you wanted.
She went to bed. She went to bed.
Okay. Why do you think she would be pissed off if you said it?
And then I told her, we wake up the next day, I said, you went to bed. And she said, yeah, I figured I would. And I said, I'm sorry, what?
What?
And she said when she drinks, she would do that.
Huh. Wow.
She would wet the bed. So she had like rubber sheets.
She had like a rubber sheet.
She was prepared.
Yeah.
And a massive drinking problem.
Man.
I think that's the first sign, maybe.
A five-pitcher chick is it's impressive. It's pretty
she
wild.
She had like rubber sheets, bro.
All right.
Hey, what kind of beer do you think they were serving? For like the pitchers to be that much for a penny? It had to be some trash beer.
He went to school. He went to school in Tennessee, right? Yeah, probably. Yeah, that was something bad. Yeah.
Pabst.
Pabst.
Oh, Pabst isn't bad.
Hams.
No, I was thinking of.
Pabst is bad.
Pabst is bad. I was thinking of the one up in the PBR.
Oh, yeah. PBR.
Is it that cheap, though?
Yeah.
I don't. That's got to be a loss leader. Are they charging $30 for a pizza?
Well, you did say Pabst, right?
Yeah. But, yeah, Pabst and PBR.
I was thinking another one like Hams. I was thinking of Hams.
Yeah.
Hams is a
Hams,
bad.
The that, beer, refreshing. Was that a polar bear?
Bear, yeah.
Yeah, all right. It's time now for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 2:20. Here he is, Zach with an H.
Let's do it. Happy National Pancake Day. I believe you can get, I think it's $5 all-you-can-eat pancakes, Cracker Barrel. I think I saw that floating around social media today.
$5 all you can eat pancakes?
It could have been a ball sack.
Mommy, give me some of them flapjacks.
Sounds a little too good to be true, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think there are some pancake specials out there. IHOP usually does something.
Hold my calls and clear the schedule.
Good thing we're out of 5:30
today.
Daddy's
got work to do.
Girls, I'm going to be home a little late tonight. I got some pancakes to eat. I will have my personal top 10 breakfast foods.
This is exciting.
Yeah, I did this last year. I think we were out at Twin Peaks. So, and it changes from year to year.
I was about to say,
it changes.
How much movement?
I think we've had quite a bit of movement. And I think I forgot a big one last year that I've added.
Sausage links.
Sausage will be on here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I am a links guy.
You are a links guy.
I am a links guy.
Yeah. Sausage in the morning smells amazing. It'll wake your ass up.
So undeniable. Good.
Even better with its own gravy.
Yeah. You gotta have that sausage gravy.
That's the beauty of the sausage, too, though, because it pairs well with the syrup next to that pancake.
It does. You know what? You get a little syrup on that sausage. It adds just a little bit of good.
Syrup it up.
Now, I do have a question for you guys. Last night, my wife made herself some pasta.
She left you?
No, not yet.
She made herself
just a matter of time, Brian.
And then she got mad because you didn't make the pasta.
Next week. No, she's basically like fend for yourself. She's at this stage of pregnancy where I just try and be as quiet as possible. And
stay out of her way. Just,
act like you're not even there.
Absolutely. You know, I'm just, do you need anything? Go F yourself is usually the response. And then I just kind of go back into my hole. Mm-hmm. But she put ketchup on the pasta she made. Now, I asked her. Said, is this a normal thing? I've never seen you do this. She said...
She didn't want to make the sauce.
She did this as a kid. Mm-hmm. She's heard that read, I don't know if this was a TikTok thing, that there are some pregnancy cravings. I don't know if this alerted her to the ketchup on the pasta, but I said, I'm going to ask this on the radio tomorrow. Like, is this a common thing? Are other people out there doing... I don't want to make any sauce, so I'm just putting some ketchup on the pasta.
That's what I think
noodles,
she did.
Noodles and ketchup.
What kind of pasta is it, by the way?
It was gluten-free penne noodles.
Okay. I think for humans maybe under 5, it's fairly common.
Yeah.
You know, kids love that ketchup.
I mean, so, I get it. Like she said, what if I just like the taste of ketchup? And so, I said, I'm not going to argue with you, but it's just not something I had ever done. But I'm not trying to shame you right now. If you like it and it's good to you, do it. Have it. But I had never seen somebody actually do that before.
You guys have olive oil in your house?
Yeah.
You have butter?
Yes.
Just a mixture of the two.
And she'll make herself like homemade fettuccine, like Alfredo.
It might
sauce.
Be a deal like with the, you say with vodka rigatoni? Sauce. With the rigatoni?
Yeah. And like I've seen her do it before where she will take the time to make the sauce.
That's what I'm saying. She didn't make the sauce.
I was so put off.
She didn't want to make the sauce. That's why she went with the ketchup.
Not seeing a lot of feedback in terms of positivity or.
But yeah, you can get marinara sauce. You can, you know, make it real easy on yourself.
You always keep a couple of jars in the pantry.
Yeah, I
think. Oh, you have it? So she just want to heat it up, right?
I guess not. No, she really wanted. It wasn't even like about that. She wanted the ketchup. She wanted the taste of the ketchup.
Pregnant cravings can get a little wild on you.
If she put it on like ice cream or something, then we're we got an issue.
It does kind of make sense because it's tomato.
Yeah, it's tomato based.
So I get it.
I'm giving this a 10-yard penalty. Okay. You know, this isn't like totally unsportsmanlike.
I was just Heinz.
Okay. Because sometimes you could get like a sweet ketchup. Mm-hmm. So the sweetness of with the pasta kind of works. Good. I've never had gluten-free pasta, though.
I think
it took a while to get used to, Brian. You don't have to have it, don't have it. Oh. It's a little hard.
Quick search on AI says, yes, it's actually common for people to start craving a ketchup during pregnancy because of the salt and sweetness combo. There's good taste intensity to it. So I wouldn't be surprised if she gets into a ketchup groove here over the last couple of months.
All right. Well, I guess we better buy some more ketchup. I'll get the Whataburger ketchup, though, because that is...
Fancy ketchup.
Definitely the way. But no, it's because she's actually a really good cook, and she does make sauces all the time. Mm. So I was just really like, what the hell are you doing right now? But I mean, she wanted the ketchup, Gavin, to your point.
You could always go get a jar of that and doll it up yourself and make it even better.
Yeah. I'm not disgusted until you start whipping out the Chef Boyardee. Okay. That's what makes me go, oh my goodness, this is dog food.
But I can't tell you when's the last time I had Chef Boyardee.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the ravioli's in a pinch.
Oh, out of the can?
Yeah,
the smell?
I'm just saying, bro, if you've had a Mardi Gras Brian night.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's where you're at.
I mean, yeah. I would eat ranch hammered, you know?
Sure. Just take the bottle and.
Yeah, but yeah, I would wake up disgusted with myself, but.
Yeah. Wow, what did I do last night? I love ketchup from the 214-325, disgusting as hell.
On pasta, they like ketchup on their pasta?
214 said Mexicans eat ketchup on pizza. There are bottles of ketchup.
That's funny because growing up, we would do ketchup on tacos. Okay. And there wasn't enough of the Tex-Mex influence in a part of rural Washington State.
Yeah,
my parents grew up in the Midwest. They just didn't know any better.
I put that ketchup in the ground beef, though, and mix it that way.
That's good.
You know, do it and then put it on the tacos. That's how I'd go with it.
Sounds lovely. 325
said, my son dips his ice cream in ketchup. They might have followed up that text with the disgusting as hell.
Yeah, that could be... You could accidentally do that if you're eating one of those Frosties.
But the truth about ketchup, it's a sugar sauce.
It is. It is. The 214 said it's common. It's just a sweeter tomato sauce.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But weirdest craving I ever had was peanut butter Oreos washed down with OJ from the 317. That is a weird one.
You guys ever brushed your teeth and drank orange juice?
Made a mistake one
what
time.
What the hell
you
is that?
You never do it again. You never do it again.
What happened there? What did I miss?
I don't know. Just oil and water, man.
What did I miss?
But brushing your teeth and then taking medicine is a life hack. Like if you have any supplements or medicine, just brush your teeth first and then hammer them down. It takes at least 50% of the sting off.
Okay. I've never tried that. 615 said my wife ate pickles with peanut butter when she was pregnant. That was the weirdest combo. My wife hates pickles. She's like, Jared, hates pickles and tuna. I made tuna the other night for myself. She just about kicked me out of the house.
Pickles are the worst.
Bro, I love some tuna.
Yeah.
Me too.
A tuna fish sandwich?
Yeah, some good boozy tuna too, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sauce it up, bro.
Yeah.
You put the hard-boiled eggs in it?
Yeah. Oh, now
the sweet relish or whatever? Relish. Yeah, bro, come on.
Yeah.
What's your mustard to mayo ratio on the tuna?
I know you would go heavy on the mustard. I just do a little dash of the mustard. Just to give it a little flavor.
A little bite.
Yeah. But the mustard really will take over the color if you put too much. It'll just be yellow.
Yeah.
Anybody put celery in theirs? Their tuna
absolutely,
fish?
Yeah. Put
a little crunch.
Yeah.
A little crunch.
A little crunch. Yeah. I'm here for that.
Apples.
All right.
Yeah, I know people do the apple. People do like pomegranates. Yes. They like a little sweeter version. I want more of like a tartier tuna, I guess. Mm-hmm. Maybe like even put some lemon juice in there.
Some grapes in there. Toast.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Undefeated.
Like a tuna melt.
Tuna melt.
100%, dude. Big fan. 877-881-1053, National Pancake Day. I've got my top 10 best breakfast foods. Oh, the breakfast. The honorable mentions here.
Pop-Tarts?
Nope, didn't make the list, Brian. I'm an adult. Okay. Honorable mentions were the donuts, the kolaches, the crepes. I did put cereal as an honorable mention, but I actually prefer cereal as a late-night snack. Oatmeal.
I do too, by the way.
That's weed.
Oh, the perfect oatmeal is like a dessert.
Yeah.
You get that brown sugar and maple going.
And I got to respect the
Put some walnuts in it. Yes. Put some honey in that joint.
Brown sugar.
Some butter.
Oof.
Yeah.
Whip it all up.
That's a gut bomb.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it's got some oats in it. You'd be all right.
Get you buzzing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's healthy, right?
Yeah. Hell no, it's not. You hear
slow
what Lucius,
processing O's too. You can burn that energy all throughout the day.
You see how Lucius fixed his up? Yeah, healthy. What
but
are you
but
talking
exactly,
about?
It's going to keep us going. Yeah. It's going to keep us going.
Sustain. All of that was good except for the butter. Everything was great. And the butter's good for you too at a certain amount.
Yeah, that's what they say, right?
Yeah.
I just learned that rice is supposed to be okay for you. I felt so good about that.
Moderation.
Yeah.
Yeah, just not too much of it.
I'm the biggest Asian there is. Seriously.
That's all on you?
I am.
I don't know,
6'3".
Man. You see Yao Ming?
Yeah, me and Yao Ming are like, I
just rice buddies.
I'd be perfect in that culture. Perfect.
You would.
I mean, who doesn't love a good, I mean,
just
rice
in
general.
In the bowl.
Fried rice,
that's
white rice, brown rice.
That's what I see
brown
a Latina,
rice.
Too, by the way. I'm like, I'll be perfect right there.
Yummy.
That's something about getting really
that's
good.
My bag.
Number 10, I got hash browns. Extra crispy.
Man, yeah, doll those bad boys
donuts?
Up.
Yeah, I did. I mean,
donuts were outside looking in.
I put the donuts outside looking in. I don't
that
get
was gonna
them
be,
as off.
That
as
was going to be my second guest special, the donuts and the pig in a blanket.
Yeah. And,
you know?
I love them.
Dawson completely watchdogging you on the donuts.
Hey, it's my list, and they'd be number one probably on yours.
Is that number one on your list, Dawson?
I haven't had donuts a lot lately.
Yeah, I mean, donuts, cinnamon rolls, are they the same? French toast.
I'd rather have a cinnamon roll.
Probably my top three.
Yeah, cinnamon rolls are good.
Oof, so good.
9, I've got the breakfast sandwich.
Yes. Okay.
Define.
Okay.
Define.
Is that sausage?
Define.
You That's
can
sausage,
go,
right?
You can go sausage. You can go bacon. You can go ham on there if you want to. I usually don't.
How about I go ham
is
on
this
the
a
sausage?
Burrito?
Or all of them? No, it's a sandwich.
Wait,
Brian, we'll get
wait,
to the burritos
Brian,
in a moment.
Slow down.
I think it's the best thing Starbucks does. Oh, sorry, Lucius. You're talking to my head.
No. Brian's going too fast. He's going to the money spot.
Yeah.
He's jumping yeah. way up the list here.
Well, I was just trying to clarify.
Brian, just give me a minute.
So it's the toast. Are you using fried egg?
Yeah. I'm using, no, scrambled eggs.
Okay, so you got ham.
You can go fried egg. I know you wouldn't like that.
No. So you go scrambled eggs, cheese, ham, bacon.
Sausage, yeah.
Sausage?
Honestly.
On toast.
Anything on toast.
Okay.
Bagel.
We can do a bagel. We can do an English muffin.
Okay. Yes. All right.
We could go. I know you won't go croissant, but I'd go a croissant. Yeah, Texas toast is usually probably the preferred way.
We're going better here.
Waffles at 8. Just haven't had a lot of waffles lately, but I do love a good waffle. Sometimes the waffle will jump up and be way higher. You get a good waffle, it can be outstanding.
I don't know if the waffle's better than the breakfast
waffle
sandwich.
At 8. Pancakes at 7. And I did get some really good pancakes a couple weeks back. Scrambler in Plano.
Kind of feels like you're being knee-jerk on that.
Fluff. Yeah, this
just
is
like, what have you done for me lately?
This is a current.
Yeah.
This is a current
this
thing.
This is a here today.
I'm probably just, I'm going to
3 hours
this
ago,
year.
I made this list up.
Yeah, I did, Brian. But I thought about it for an hour.
It's called prepping for the show.
Why do you think
bro?
I texted you and said I might be a little late today? I'm behind. I'm putting my list together.
You stop off at the IHOP.
I just stop off
some
and
research.
Eat some pancakes. Which one did I like more? And I got some more. I got some waffles, and I also got some French toast. And French toast was the best. Came in at number 6.
Ooh,
with some challah. Challah French toast.
Let
baby.
Me tell you this. He's all three of those are together. It's like stacking players in a draft.
Yeah.
He really wasn't sure.
I wasn't
the pancakes,
tags,
the waffles, French toast were all together.
Yeah.
And he just kind of lumped them together.
They're in the same tier.
Yeah.
They're just not as good as the other 5 here for me as of right now.
as of this moment.
As of this very second.
This very second at 2:37 on September 26th. Number 5, I do have sausage. I think it's a breakfast staple.
Give me the
it
link.
Is.
Link all day.
I've got to have sausage.
I can't believe you guys are just anti-patty the way you
not
are.
Not anti. Just prefer the link. If you want to give me a patty, I'll take the patty.
You won't scoff at a patty.
Absolutely not. I'm not scoffing. 4 is bacon.
I've never met a nice patty in my life.
Really?
Patties that's because you haven't met my mom's best friend, Patty Joe.
Patty's all. Patty's. She has to have two names. She
makes
can't
the best
be good.
Pies, Patty.
Patty.
No, it's her cookies.
So what's your name, Brian?
Patty. Patty's like drinking scotch, yeah. And I got a cig hanging out of the corner.
Patty
room.
Joe makes a mean cookie. Let me tell you,
she damn sure does.
It's got like a marshmallow thing kind of in there.
Ooh,
unbelievable.
Baby.
Bacon's at 4.
The only things that are good about a patty's a melt.
I started this bacon was 1, moved all the way down to 4.
What?
Other things started to click.
Other things
started.
See,
bacon?
Now we get to the other things. I can't wait for a croissant situation to pop up here on Broadus.
Here we go, yeah.
Well, see, I actually like the croissant breakfast sandwich.
There you go.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be, Brian to just absolutely.
With the patty. With the sausage patty joint.
Yes, and some cheese and some egg.
Yep.
That sounds very bougie of you, bro.
Omelet at 3.
There you go, Mr. Protein.
I have been all about and honestly, and eggs should...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Go with all of this.
Yeah.
To me, eggs has to be. There is no breakfast without the eggs. Mm. That's just me.
I'm learning that about that corned beef hash.
Yep.
Got to have egg with a corned
and
beef
hash.
You
know what? Corned beef hash, some people have been texting it in. I've had it once and it wasn't good. Maybe
you
it was
haven't,
just
you haven't. You haven't made it the right way.
Maybe
or somebody hadn't made it the right way for you.
Sounds like a patty cooked it.
I need to try it again.
That's a good, like, 28 degree day.
Two is biscuits and gravy.
Oh, it's just be one.
Sausage gravy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just love it. Biscuit, it's comforting.
Yeah.
I'm never going to turn that down. Now, some places do make better gravy than others.
Right.
And some places have fluffier biscuits than others.
That and fried rice are the most videos I've ever watched.
What's more important, the fluffier biscuit or the dominant gravy?
I think the dominant gravy.
Yeah.
I think the gravy going to set it off. Shout out to you, Ben.
I tell you, you got good gravy. You could just take bread out of the pack and tear it up and throw it in there.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Number one, though.
I make a thing called hamburger
and Lucius,
gravy.
Lucius, you might agree with me on this.
Yes, I do.
Is the breakfast burrito or breakfast tacos?
Yes, I do.
Boom! You can't go wrong because it's basically everything you love in breakfast all wrapped up together.
Yeah.
Go to have a party.
That's why the tortilla might be the single greatest food vessel.
Yes, sir. That's I would not fight you on that.
That's a good point.
Thank you, Woolchuck. Gosh, the top 10 every afternoon at 2:20.
Appreciate
it. More into savories than the sweets.
Yeah, I am.
Learned something about you today.
Yeah.
Okay, Chief, what are we doing next?
877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten some of those personal victories? That's next year in the nation.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Stephen Jones coming up at 3 o'clock. Here's the Chief with your L's and Dubs of the week.
Yes, sir. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian. All right, here we go. Big dub to our guy Woody in the 214. Biggest dub got the trip booked for Denver for the 40th birthday. Congratulations.
Oh.
Happy early birthday to you, Woody. And he'll be up there for the game as well. So I guess that's the game must be when the Cowboys come to town.
Yeah.
And he's still going strong off the benzos and the opiates. So congratulations to Woody. Another dub-filled week.
It's huge.
615. Huge victory. Me and the wife officially debt-free.
Oh, congratulations.
Wow.
That's got to be the best feeling ever.
Paid off the house and everything.
Incredible.
Unfathomable. 615. How'd you do it? Now, he also knows that he took an L because he got rear-ended by a youngster who was texting on the phone. But he says the kid had great manners, so kudos to the parents. And we're all a little bit dumb when we're teenagers, so he's filled with forgiveness now, which is good.
Got to get him one of those newer vehicles with the collision detection.
Yeah.
Like, that's saving me right and left.
Really? When it starts kind of beeping at you or whatever?
Yeah. It beeps. Well, it gives you a chance.
Pay attention.
It just kills me when I'm trying to get over in a lane and...
Yeah, that's a little annoying.
You know...
I'm clearly good.
I'm fine here.
But you correct back in. You're like, wait a minute, I'm fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only downside. But otherwise, yeah, those are clutch vehicles, man.
Speaking of driving, caught a big dub this week. About 3 years, I confided in you guys that I'd become afraid of heights on overpasses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like hyperventilating, right?
Damn near. And I thought 3 weeks ago, I was like, okay, I'm going to pass out up here and actually run into the barrier, maybe fall off the overpass because I'm getting so freaking worked up over it. So I put my foot down, I threw down the gauntlet, and I've been taking steps to get better. And, I'm actually now not terrified. I might end up eating crow on this weekend because I got to drive down to Houston. But I mean, on my last drive to Houston, I had to pull over onto the shoulder and say, "Honey, I can't do this overpass." Can you imagine the shame?
Shame.
I can't even believe dump that, Lucius. I can't even believe you said that.
It's crazy. And I've always been bad at heights. Like, I haven't wanted roller coasters. I grew up skiing, and I was never comfortable on the damn ski lift.
I felt
but nice. I think I whooped it. Right. And we're talking about hours before a drive, I'm like plotting the course and trying to figure out how I can afford like 35 and 121 or 35 and Bush. Like, I know where the most harrowing overpasses all across North Texas are now.
You'll never make it to the Chesapeake Bay or the Ocean City, Maryland Bridge. Okay. Yeah. Those right there will change you. They changed me. I wasn't even scared at that point until I got on there and I was like, wait a minute, this is, man shouldn't be way up here.
See, thank you for being vulnerable, because now I feel like a little
Chicken. Chesapeake Bay in Ocean City, Maryland.
There's one in Corpus Christi that might have set it off and started this for me about 8 years ago.
Yeah,
I can't imagine anything worse than that Corpus Christi bridge. It's like you're going straight up for 2 miles.
Ooh, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Now, you won't like terrifying. This then, Dawson, but big dub to the rabid roller coaster lovers here in the Metroplex, because Six Flags is going to be introducing a world record type roller coaster in 2026.
Oh, that's a nasty bridge.
It's called the Tormenta. Tormenta Rampaging Run. And this is like a world record, the world's first giga dive coaster.
A giga dive?
Whatever the heck that means. I was trying to read up on it and I started to learn less the more I read. Innovative hybrid type of thrill ride that combines the extreme scale of a giga coaster, a complete circuit steel roller coaster with a height or drop between 300 and 399 feet. And then you have the dive mechanism of a dive coaster.
Oof.
So this thing, I mean, 309 feet, it's going to go 87 miles per hour, which is the fastest dive coaster going.
How fast?
87.
Okay.
Tallest vertical coaster loop at 180 feet. Longest dive coaster at 4,200 feet. And, I mean, or longest dive coaster. The tallest portion of this is 309 feet. I don't know, but this thing just seems ridiculous. But people are going to be all over about it, man. I don't do the roller coaster stuff.
No, we just had a guy die in Orlando at one of their new ones at Epic Universe.
Sounds like that might be a pretty big L,
That's a
huh?
big L.
Gosh. Sorry
Kevin
to hear
Rodriguez
that.
Rodriguez Zavala.
Not cool, man.
Stardust Racers, man.
469 had an interview for a job that pays double what I do. Not a dub yet, but come wish me luck. Come good luck.
Atta baby. Come
469, on we're pulling for
it's
you. Let us know.
Gotta eat.
Another 469, big dub to Marvin Harrison Jr. actually making TD.
Goodness.
After what was pretty
awful,
excruciating
awful
night for him.
Did I bench him in a fantasy league? Yeah, I did.
You could see the weight of the world come off his shoulders. Like, it was like one of the most emotional touchdowns you've ever seen in your life that didn't involve like a game-winning championship situation.
I got a big stat for you coming up at 4.
You kidding me?
I'm going to just tease a little stat for you.
You're
going
to tease me like that?
Just a little teasy tease.
Back that stat up right now, sir.
Oh, consider it done.
214, biggest L, wife broke her pinky toe. Biggest dub, we celebrate a year anniversary today. All right.
What would be the worst toe to break?
Limping around. That pinky toe is pretty tough, but I think the big toe.
The equilibrium?
Yeah, it's just like the general balance factor. Size does matter when it comes to the toes. Everybody knows that. 903, Big Dub got to meet Bobby Roberto Belt this morning at the firehouse in Ennis. Biggest L, looks like my team is going to come in last on the quarterly incentive conversation. That hurts. Sorry to hear that. These quarters can get you sometimes, huh? Every once in a while, it's a quarterly celebration. Other times, not so much. Mm. Big L to a San Francisco community that has been viciously attacked by a squirrel, a rabid squirrel that's still at large.
What?
Nobody knows why. Squirrels are generally like as nice as it gets.
And scared as hell of us.
Yes. But now they are, I mean, somebody said, clamped to my leg, the tail was flying up, and I was like, get off me. And this thing is like taking bites out of this person. Like, can you imagine dealing with a rabid local squirrel that is still at large, and they're saying like has been like simmered down the last couple of days, but it makes you think that maybe he's trying to like lull them to sleep a little bit, make them feel like, oh no, the squirrel's gone. And then he comes back for more. I don't know. That just feels.
Sounds like a neighborhood that needs a damn dog.
Yeah.
Nobody has a damn dog. Not one.
Get some Rottweilers out there.
Doberman. Maybe he's looking for revenge for his guy Peanut, you know? The New York squirrel.
If that's what this is, then I'll kind of lean more to the squirrel on this one.
I mean, you know, the orcas are out for their revenge.
That's true. That's documented.
Happened last week. Another one. The orca attacked the boat. Yep. Just last week. Again. Shout out to those orcas. I see you rising, baby.
We used to be
fist
out there
in the air for you, homie.
We respect the orcas here in the G-Bag Nation.
You used to be able to go out there in like a kayak or a canoe and just hang out with orcas. Now they're seeking large fishing boats.
What's going on? Like, weren't all those stats coming out?
What does this world come
the
to?
The anti-SeaWorld people, which I get it. Like, I think SeaWorld probably does.
Anti-SeaWorld people?
SeaWorld.
Yeah. Oh.
But, like, no known orca attack has happened in the wild.
Word has filtered out. Word's filtered out from the SeaWorld.
Like, are we putting these whales back out there? Are these the whales attacking us? That was a stupid question.
Well, I mean, the whales at SeaWorld San Antonio, they actually go into this little pen that's connected to the ocean, so maybe they're communicating. We don't know what they're saying.
Right.
They might be highly intelligent.
Could be. I believe they are.
I mean, we know the way they hunt.
Biggest L of the week, though.
There's Aquaman when you need him.
Headline reads, smuggler busted in Texas with $13 million worth of meth hidden in a shipment of soft drinks.
Somebody snitched.
All them Diet Cokes Dawson's been drinking, baby.
I've cut back. Thank you, Chief. There it is, your L's and dubs of the week.
You got the withdrawals because of it.
That's the biggest L of the week right there. He's cut back.
I've been twitching a little bit here and there, but I'm doing all right. Stephen Jones coming up next here on a Football Friday. Cowboys-Packers Sunday night here on The Fan with the pregame 4 o'clock hour with Chief and Broadus. And we're back with Steve here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.